Cobb. That's great.
Judy, Judy, Judy.
Fox 10, sports guru. I don't know what your official title is, Jude, but we'll just call you Star
Sports
of Maricopa
dude.
County, has called in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. More importantly, how's the family? How's life, Jude?
Life is going well, man, although it's been a bit of a down cycle for our sports teams. Certainly the last day or so, it's been very intriguing, and sports is news in a big way.
I'm going to just throw this out, and I'm kind of putting you on the spot, so I owe you a beer for it, but I'll ask I'll ask you anyway. Arizona Republic first to report that Robert Sarver, as it relates to the vote, told the city council or members of the council, hey, you know, I've got options. I can go to Seattle. I can go to Vegas if this doesn't get done. Jason Raleigh, and I keep stressing this because I'm impressed with the man, former Marine, went on Burns and Gambo yesterday and said, we have never made that kind of declaration. Now, he did qualify and say out in the public, I don't think that was a political lawyer type move, but he did say that. But I look at these two stories and I say, okay, what's going on here? What do you believe? Do you think Robert Sarver threatened to move?
Yes, I do. And I know I've been told by a couple of sources, you know, the interesting part of this, Doug and Wolf, is this, is that over the last couple of years, we know that whether it be Chase Field, whether it be the Coyotes' quest for a new home or the Suns' renovation project or quest for a new home, I've had numerous conversations with political figures, with attorneys, and through these discussions that have gone on really for the last year or two, there has been threats of, if I don't get this, there are other options. Absolutely, positively. And we've reported that at times in our coverage as well. So this is legit. And I think when I look back to what Jason said, and I know he certainly is paid as president of the Suns to get out there and try to put out the fire. He did say, even in his discussion yesterday outside Phoenix City Council, he said, look, the option at the very end of his conversation is still there. In other words, we are going to try. Our first priority is downtown Phoenix. Our first priority is renovation here. But he did quote saying, look, we know what's going on in Seattle with the makeover of Key Arena and hockey coming to Seattle. We know that, and I'm quoting now, Las Vegas is out to get a Major League Baseball team, and they would love an NBA team. So those, and then he kind of hinted those options are still out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at that context, this is very much in play.
Well, he did, though, Jude. He did, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I thought he categorically denied the fact that the threat was ever made.
Well, look, he's paid to shield his owner. And, I'm just telling you that I've been told on numerous occasions that if Robert Sarver does not get what he wants, those options are available.
See, this is the one thing
that
also,
I'm telling you as a reporter that's been covering these arena and stadium issues.
It's the one thing you never do.
Been told to me.
Why play that card now, Jude? Why would you play that card now? Because it's just it everything that makes so much sense, everything that is so logical. The city of Phoenix owns the arena, right? I mean, to make renovations on a building that's as old as it is right now, everyone knows and understands that. If you own a home at all, you know that you have to make renovations. You have to repair things. You have to bring it up to speed. You have to do it. The contract says they don't have to, and when I say they, I'm talking about the Suns, don't have to pay anything.
That's right.
For the renovations. Mm-hmm. So why would you bring out the threat to move after there's so much logic that's behind this story? It wipes all of that logic out, and now everyone gets emotional. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense.
Well, I think you just said it right there, Ron. It's an emotional reaction. I want this. I deserve this. It's written in the lease, by the way. You're absolutely correct that there is an obligation if that arena is determined obsolete, that the city of Phoenix is on the hook for renovation. That's absolutely 100% correct. So it was an emotional reaction to the disappointment, I believe, of what played out in the delay of the vote, which will now be pushed to January 23rd. And, you know, there's a certain sense of, look, it's written in the lease. The legal part of this is what it is. Now, having said all that, let's try to find a solution. And this is where I think there's an easy answer, although there's no obligation for this answer. Robert Sarver can say, look, it's written in here. This is how this lease was set up back in 92, 93 when America West Arena opened up. Mm-hmm. If he were to say, look, and really look in the mirror and say, my image in this town is not very good, obviously. My product over the last 9 years is horrible, obviously. But I'm going to ask one basic question. What's best for the city of Phoenix? What's best for downtown Phoenix?
Yeah.
And what's best is this. There is a solution here where he actually could look good. And that is, if it works at Staples Center with the Kings, the Clippers, and the Lakers, why can't we have multi-purpose for the Coyotes and the Suns and a fair and reasonable lease, which, by the way, would add over 40-some more dates to downtown, more economic revenue generated. And we look at multi-purpose. And now we hold a press conference and say the Suns are going to put in significant money, the Coyotes are going to put in significant money, and the city of Phoenix is going to put in a small percentage of the money. I think that's much more amenable to the taxpayer of the city of Phoenix. And it's working together to do the right thing. What I would love to see happen in this whole dilemma.
This is Fox 10's Jude LaCava joining Doug and Wolf. I actually agree with you, but let me play devil's advocate for the point of bringing up a different point of view. I would love to see that, but as bad as the Suns have been, one thing they're good at is running an arena. And where a lot of teams make their money, I think the Kings actually own Staples Center of all things, but they have a great deal for the Lakers to be able to generate revenue, things like that. But if I'm the Suns, I'm saying, okay, I'll play your little game, but A, we're running the arena because we're good at it, and B, when are the Coyotes, when do they spend money? I mean, all we hear is about instability with the Coyotes ownership. If I'm the Suns, do I really believe the Coyotes are going to come to the table? I kind of feel like that bridge has probably already been talked about, and the Coyotes didn't do a lot. Like, did the Coyotes really come in with a big check and say, hey, we're in, here we go? I don't know if they did,
Jude. I think at the very least, Doug, you have to give them that opportunity. And
okay.
I think the other thing, let's not revisit what happened many years ago. It may have been before you arrived. There was a falling out between then Jerry Colangelo and then owner of the Coyotes, Richard Burke, over how that arena was going to play out with signage, marketing, mm-hmm. and suites. That goes back really to mid to late 90s that forced the Coyotes to move.
Mm-hmm.
The question would be, is there enough political leadership downtown in Phoenix to say, let's do the right thing for the city first? And
sure.
Let's understand, if you can add 40-some more dates with a hockey team, look what that does for downtown.
Yeah,
look what that does
like
for
that.
What's been a revitalized downtown because of what Jerry saw many years ago, America West Arena,
so
and Bank One Ballpark.
You mm-hmm. bring up Jerry right there because I have to ask you this before, and we're up against it right now, Jude. But the Board of Governors in the NBA, do you think they'd ever allow Robert Sarver to pick the team up and move it?
No, absolutely not. There's too much history here over 50 years. There's a great tradition. This was one of the most respected, well-run franchises in the history of the NBA. So I don't see that happening. That's why this threat really doesn't hold a lot of water, Ron and Doug, because if you get right down to it, there's too many hurdles. Adam Silver is never going to leave this market. He will not allow that to happen. And I'm kind of curious just to see what statement he might put out.
Correct.
In terms of saying, look, we don't even want to threaten this. That's not our style. Let's figure this thing out.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's good to talk to you. Jude. I'll buy you a beer when you're old enough, Jude. Thanks.
Yeah, really. I get carded still.
Love you, brother.
Talk Jude LaCava of Fox 10.